Now, the archaeologists who are digging up the Muslim quarter today, we have a problem digging up the Muslim quarter because the Muslims don't like it. But somehow it's being dug up. I'm sure that King Fahd would have something to say about that. Did you see the party that he's throwing tonight? You didn't get an invitation, Max? King Fahd tonight rented a whole hotel, not a ballroom, the whole hotel. They moved out every guest, 165 rooms, and he brought in, he's got 55,000 hors d'oeuvres. I heard it on the radio, but I mean, it's mind-boggling. It's like $8 million tonight on that party. And the gift to every woman at the party is amethyst surrounded with diamonds. That's the gift for her. And the man has a gold coin from Saudi Arabia with a pearl in the middle, surrounded by a ruby. It's $8 million tonight. No, almost. Almost, that's right. All right, and we're selling the tapes for $4. But, I mean, that's the problem, right? That makes sense. So anyway, part of the thing that they are unearthing, they think they have found the ruins of Munvaz's palace. And there's a dig clandestinely going on. They think they have the ruins of the palace of Munvaz, of the great Munvaz, who was he knew Rabban Gamliel well. He was under the influence of the Chachamim, enormously righteous person. So this is the period of time that we're talking about. Now, what happened here now is that the Romans, after the death of Herod Agrippa the First, and under the role of Herod Agrippa the Second, sent in military governors to Palestine. One of the most hated and cruel governors comes down to us through the New Testament as Pontius Pilate, Pilatus. But he is known to us in the Medrash as well. And he was a person, again, of no moral character whatsoever. And he extorted vast amounts of money. He is the one who sold the rights to be the Kohen Gadol to the highest bidder, to whoever bid highest was entitled to become the high priest. And in general, he behaved in such a terrible fashion that the Jews not just hated him, the Jews were ready to revolt against him. When he was finally removed in about the year 50, 55, bad. You had a string of Roman governors, one worse than the next, and they literally squeezed the life out of the economy of Judea. They squeezed the Jews, and they provided no public services, and they allowed this mafia to go unchecked until there was almost no hope for any sort of life. And even though the land of Israel then was very heavily populated, apparently, according to the Talmud, it appears to have been much more heavily populated than it is today. A stream of Jewish emigration began. Jews began to leave Israel because of the problems. Jews went to Rome. Jews went to Alexandria. Jews went to Babylonia. Jews went all over the world. And the Roman historians say, not in a very positive way, that there was no place in the Roman Empire where Jews that did not have a Jewish community and did not have Jews established in